Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Are you ready to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week? I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We would like you to know that we truly do not take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, personally and professionally. Why? So that you may be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. Well, truly, it is an exciting season and a new season because we greet you from our new home here on Inspired Media for You. And the reality is that life is about seasons. And to everything, there is a season, and seasons change. The key of understanding when a season shifts is not to resist it. Why? Because change could be the very thing you need to transition you into that place of favor, which would align you for your destiny. So it is a divine joy to be in this new season and to be here, hosted on Inspired Media for You. In addition, wow, did you love that jingle? Oh my gosh, I have to give a loving outreach, heartfelt thanks and kudos to the Pearl Musical Production Team, Mr. Juan and Mr. Andreas. I know you're listening in because, wow, that was hot. missed it, I want to play it for you one more time before we get into this evening's installment. Why? Because I coach and you win, and tonight we're getting into shape so that we can win. Mondays, we want you to know that each week when we come together, we have two formats. And the two formats blend together from week to week, this blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed specifically to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be saying, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Anybody other than Coach Adams want to live their dreams? I hope you're sitting there nodding, saying, I do. I sure do. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we were fortunate to have two all-star guests here sharing with us. Derek and Sophia Luke were here on the broadcast, and we had a rich and empowering discussion on the subject of the favor factor. I have to tell you, if you missed it, wow, did you miss some richness. So I want you to know that the archive of our past show installments are always available, and the richness of what was shared from each week is available online for you. So simply log on, and you can definitely soak in the richness of the wisdom that was shared. On today's broadcast, we are going to take a deeper look at this subject of favor and the favor factor. And I want you to take a moment to simply pause, because if you know someone that you feel needs to tune in right here on Inspired Media for You to Motivational Mondays, I want you to take a moment to send a text, send a tweet, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a message in the bottle, send a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to let others know that they need to tune in to Motivational Monday every Monday right here on Inspired Media for You. Again, today's subject is the subject of favor, and I must say that this is a subject that Coach Adams truly loves and can truly appreciate, because I live and I have been living God's divine favor over my life. And favor is truly our kingdom capital. We cannot earn favor. And that's what's so awesome about favor, is that it's not something that you can earn. As we examine what is favor, we come to realize that favor is something that is granted or done out of goodwill. It's done out of goodwill, which is kindness. And in addition to that, it's an act that is not based on justice. And that's something key to understand, that if we truly got what we were due, many of us would not embrace and live and can say I can appreciate favor. Favor ultimately is a gift. It is a gift that is bestowed upon us, and it's a token, again, of goodwill, of kind regard, of love. And so the question raised is, how do I release God's favor? I understand what favor is, but how do I release God's favor? I can feel the vibrations of your mind processing as you're thinking and asking the questions and pondering this thought of, wow, I have this great vision to birth. And I don't have money to birth this vision. And I have to tell you, that is absolutely awesome. And why does Coach Adams say that it's awesome? Because you are exactly where God needs you to be. He needs you in that position of having such a great vision, such a great dream, that if you look at things from your natural eye, you have absolutely no clue on how you're going to be able to do it. And see, when we're looking at things from our logical eyes, we're looking at things from our logical eyes, trying to determine how I can do it. In essence, that is, I'm viewing things from my own power and might. And that's why I say that if you are in a position and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to do this vision? It's so great. How will I live my dream? It's so huge. I have no clue. That's wonderful, because you are right in the right place, in the palm of God's hand. See, when we are in the palm of his hand, aligned in that place that he would have us to be in, this is now where he can start to stir up the atmosphere, start to stir some things up in the atmosphere, in those individuals that he has already positioned that are saying, I want to support you, and you simply have to speak the vision. When you speak the vision, you release something so powerful in the atmosphere, you release the words that you believe on the inside that God has spoken to you. For example, January the 23rd, I hosted a live workshop. Many of you have heard about it, may have attended 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. And when I put that in the atmosphere, I spoke it based on faith, and I released what I believed by speaking it. Now that I have put it in the atmosphere and I spoke the vision, I begin to tell, T-E-L-L, the vision. Now individuals could start to see and buy into the vision as they felt inclined and led to do so. In that, God stirred up favor, stirred up people that even for them, they didn't quite know or understand, why am I sowing a seed into what she's doing? I can't go, but I feel compelled that although I can't go because of a scheduling conflict, I still want to be able to do something. See, I knew that that was God's favor being released in my life because of what God spoke and promised. With every vision, there is provision. With every vision, and let's back that up, with every God-given vision, there is provision. The challenge is to tap into my God-given vision. See, many would say, I want to do this and I want to do that, but we have not tapped into why am I on this journey and who set me on this pathway. For me, my roadmap is God and His Word. And so when I launch out in faith, believing the Word that God spoke. Do I always get it right? Absolutely not. But the awesome thing is that God promises that when we get off the path, that He would make our crooked road straight. The challenge is that many of us, we will not step out because we perceive that the vision is so great. And God is always going to give you a vision that is greater than you, that is greater than what you can do in your natural power and might. He has to give you a vision that is greater than you. Why? Because if it's greater than you, you will continue to trust and rely on Him. He will connect His super with your natural to do supernatural things. That signs and wonders would follow because He gave you the vision, and with His vision, a God-given vision, there would be provision. If there is not provision, you may want to step back and reevaluate and ask the question, wow, who gave me this vision? Because the promise is with every vision, God-given vision, there would be provision. So if the provisions are not coming, you may want to step back and say, have I in some way missed it? Because God, again, already has people in the atmosphere that would be drawn to your vision. Someone saying, wow, I don't quite know what it is, but you know what? I want to help you. And in essence, what that is saying is that I'm releasing kingdom capital. I'm releasing favor into your life, something that is not granted based on justice, a goodwill offering of kindness. I want to just help you out on your journey. I want to give something kind to you out of love. That is what favor is all about. And if each and every one of us was to reflect on our journey, I'm sure you could imagine certain situations where you know that you know that you know that you know. Only God. You may be sitting there thinking, wow, Coach Adams, you are really bringing in this God force tonight. And let me tell you why. Because I recognize that it's not by my power or might, but it is by God's Spirit moving and flowing through me. See, when I step back and I'm transparent and real and I reflect, I know that this journey that I am on, which logically makes absolutely no sense, is all God. But He would show you, I am releasing my favor. I will fan favor before you. So as it relates to your vision, as it relates to the vision that you have that you're struggling with, birthing it, meaning bringing it forth, one, that vision that you're struggling with, how will I take it to the next level? How do I continue to move forward? How do I continue to stay encouraged? How do I continue to stay empowered on my journey? First, you have to know You have to know that you know that you know that you know without doubt who set you on that pathway. You know, when a woman gets pregnant, and I often share this, she has an inkling if she's in a committed relationship and married that if she gets pregnant, that baby should be her husband. Should be. But you know what I find interesting, and you may have heard of the Maury Povich show, and I love to give this reference that women go on the Maury Povich show, and they're asking Maury, they bring this list and line of men, I'm trying to find the daddy of my baby. So all of these men, various men, are tested for the paternity of that child. And she finds, oh, not you, whoop, moving on to the next, oh, not you, moving on to the next. Why do I bring this out? As it relates to our subject on today's Motivational Monday with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You. I bring this out because when we know that we know that we know that we know without doubt who set us on our path, and if that is in fact God, He promises that with His vision there would be provision. It does not mean that there would be it would be an easy, effortless journey that you can just sit back in the hammock, on the porch, put your legs up, have a cup of tea, and relax, and there's nothing that you have to do. Because you have to fight for it. You have to put your belief into motion. You have to do something to convert it. But when you plant the seed, when you speak the vision, there's already a stirring in the atmosphere of people in position who want to be an agent for the kingdom, and they want to be an extension of favor. But if you're sitting on the hammock with your legs crossed on the porch, with your glass of iced tea or lemonade, whatever your preference, you're not stirring up, you're not moving in the direction that's required for you to release God's favor. And so how do I release God's favor? Well, you know, my co-producer, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick, always says, wow, Coach, you are the acronym queen. And it blows my mind because I love that I get the inspiration around the word, and I can see offshoots of that word that really help one to connect. And so today's acronym is around the word of favor. Favor, because that is, of course, what we're talking about. We're building on the value gems and nuggets that were discussed on last week's installment by our all-star guests, Derek and Sophia Luke, who, wow, there was such a richness that was shared around this subject of favor. And we're simply bringing this into another level, giving a different depth, looking at it from a different point of the kaleidoscope, as I would say, so that we can gain a greater insight around this subject of favor. And so as we look at favor, what I want us to understand is that we're talking about how do I release God's favor. F is for following. 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 A is after. 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 V is for vision. 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 O is for ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. R is for repetitively, repetitively, repetitively. If you read it all together, it says following after vision, ongoing, repetitively. What does that mean as we break this down even further? That when I'm following after, I'm very clear on the target. I know clearly where my trajectory is focused. I know the target. I'm following after it. I'm so focused and zoned in that I now begin to chase after this vision, which is associated with my purpose. So I'm following after vision. I'm focused. I'm chasing after my purpose. Notice we're not saying that you're following after favor, that you're chasing after favor. What you're following after is vision, and you're chasing after purpose. So that is the focus. So that when we are saying, how do I release favor? And we learned this so clearly from our guests on last week, Derek and Sophia Luke. I remember Derek saying that he just simply is out there being. And that's what God needs for each and every one of us, that we are out there being. Now, in that being, for example, with Derek, being in the entertainment industry, a part of what he has to do is to go on audition. That is the planting of the seed. If you're not planting seed, sowing and reaping, the rule of and the principle of sowing and reaping, you cannot expect or anticipate a harvest. But if you are, in fact, planting seed, then yes, now I have something in the ground. I have something there that over time will blossom and manifest. So if you're not seeing the manifestation, you may have to step back and be honest with yourself. And I love this quote from Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." I remember early on in my partnership with Pearl Media, and I remember us having a team meeting, and I was on one. I know the team was probably like, Coach Adams, will you get off of it? We get it. All right, we get it. But I told them early on in our partnership, I said, we have to stay in a mindset of planting, 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 planting. We can't expect a harvest if we're not planting the seed. I cannot expect for God's favor to be released if I haven't planted a seed. I can't expect for things to happen if I'm not doing what I know to do, following after vision, ongoing. It doesn't mean that you start today, oh, okay, I'm going to follow after vision just today for this 1 hour. That's it. And then I put my feet up and I'm laying on the hammock on the porch, sipping my tea. I'm done. You may have to be in the grind for 20 hours out of a 24-hour day, depending on what your vision is. It's different for everyone. You better believe that behind every great success story is somebody that's grinding at a level that most people will not grind at, meaning most people won't put in the due diligence of the work. And so for those that are saying, I'm not seeing the manifestation, you may have to step back and say, am I putting forth all that I can possibly put into this vision? Granted, I understand and know that Coach Adams gets it. You may still be in a corporate setting. I was in a corporate setting for a long time before I was released full-time into purpose. So know that Coach Adams absolutely gets it. I get it. Struggle. But you have to learn how to more effectively plan your time. Plan your time so that the time that you have available that it's not just I'm on the hammock, oh, I worked hard 8 hours a day, got to put my feet up, I'm done. No, you maximize, quote unquote, the hammock time, which is the leisure time. And even if it's just an hour or two in the direction of your vision each day, trust me, every hour makes a difference. It all adds up. Maximize your lunch hour. I remember early on my journey, I heard a speaker. Many of you may have heard her name, Jewel Diamond Taylor. And at the time, she was fairly recent in the launch of her ministry. And I remember Jewel Diamond Taylor saying that when she was in the corporate setting, her lunch hour became her hour of power. I don't know if those were her words exactly, but in essence, what she was saying was, is that she learned how to maximize that 1 hour a day in the direction of her purpose. She properly planned the night before so that during that hour, it wasn't just about eating. It was about how many calls can you make? What can you do as it relates to sending out emails? Is there a letter that you need to outline? Doing something in the direction of your vision. So when we're talking about the subject of favor and the favor factor, we're talking about there being this due diligence, not of you chasing after favor. Favor, where are you? Favor, where are you? I got to find my favor. I got to find the favor. Where's the favor? Where's the favor? No. You are following after your vision ongoing repetitively. How long do I do it, Coach Adams? Until. You continue to persist until you succeed. You continue to kick without stopping in the direction of your purpose, in the direction of your goal. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hosted here on Inspired Media for you. This is a time in our broadcast, our programming, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We ask you to press 1 on your telephone keypad. I want to hear from you. I want to know, are you taking anything away from this discussion on favor? Maybe you have a comment associated with the topic today on favor, the favor factor, that you can say, wow, I really experienced that in my own life. If you're on the computer, you would have to dial in, and you would dial in by dialing 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I think this is a great time for a little motivation as we wait for you, our listening audience, to chime in to the discussion. Why? Because your master motivator, resident empowerment coach, is in session. And guess what? Pump it up. Wow, that's hot. To go from just the thought of a weekly Blog Talk radio show. I remember before the launch of Motivational Monday, the desire was there. The desire was there. And I'm so grateful that that desire was there and God created a platform to grow and to blossom and to be nurtured. And the song that you just heard is a courtesy of the Pearl Musical Production team by Mr. Juan and Mr. Andreas. I'm so grateful. Why? Because this speaks to what we're talking about, this subject of favor here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Because the individuals caught the vision. They knew the slogan, heard the slogan, caught the vision, and created a song, a jingle. And it just makes my heart sing when I hear it. I've been playing it since I got the MP3 for it over and over, just pumping myself up, reminding myself that I coach and you win. And that's another level of manifestation of God's vision of his favor. And so, again, I say to you, again, the phone lines are open. If you want to interact, we invite you to do so. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you're just getting such a richness of nuggets and you just want to soak and process it all in. I want you to know that post today's live broadcast, that just for you, our global listening audience, that we've created a Facebook group called Motivational Mondays Forum, Motivational Mondays Forum, so that we can continue the dialogue. Maybe you're a little too shy, you don't want to ask your question or interact live on the airwaves. Believe me, I totally and completely get it. I know, speaking for me, everyone thinks, oh, she just, you know, does it so well, and I'm grateful for the edification, but I must say, I did not see myself on this journey. I have embraced the call that is on my life, and I'm very grateful for the assignment. I've gotten comfortable in it, but I do understand that hesitation to interact and to speak publicly, because do you know that it's been stated that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to publicly speak, to speak publicly? And so I know that there is that hesitation. And so the Motivational Mondays Forum, the group on Facebook, has been created so that, and designed so that, one, your voice can be heard. You have a comment, you have a show idea, something you want to see discussed, you want to speak around the topic, know that this platform is for you. And if you're not already a part of that group, you want to add yourself to the group. It's easy to do. It's a public open group, simply Motivational Monday Forum. Add yourself, invite your friends, and let's keep this dialogue of receiving our weekly motivation here live going until the next episode. And let's continue to iron sharpen iron and continue to grow. So as we continue in our dialogue discussion on this subject of favor, I want you to take an opportunity as you're thinking about the vision that you have, that you may feel this vision is so great and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I want to encourage you, because on my journey, when I tell you that I am living out what my mentors have really established for me and the principles that they have laid, the foundation of how do you start a business, how do you birth a vision with no money, I'm living that out. Because ideally, yes, of course, when you launch out and you say, I'm going to do the vision that God has given me, wouldn't it be great to have a nice nest egg to get yourself started? And for some, maybe that's your story. I always ask, where is my silver spoon? I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, and so I didn't have that big nest egg to launch out. When I tell you I was launched out in the deep and every day is a faith journey, hands in the air, counting and screaming, 1, 2, 3, whee! Trusting God every step of the way. But God is so faithful. And if I had to share with you a bit of wisdom, I would tell you that God is so faithful. those that would be faithful. That's rich. God is faithful to those that would be faithful. Ouch. I feel it. Many of us have to be honest and say, I haven't been faithful. And so you can't be upset with God and say, well, nothing is happening if you have not been faithful. And that faithful is doing everything that you know to do within your capacity, within your power, right where you are. I assure you, if I was to tell you some of my stories, and I occasionally let them slip out, many of you, you would flip your wig, you would flip your toupee, you wouldn't be able to handle it. It might send you in the nut farm. It may send you where the little people are coming in the white coat, taking you off because it's too much. But I recognize that on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. And as long as I am faithful and do my due diligence on the journey, that's all that I have to do. I can't be concerned with how is it all going to unfold and come together. So know that your favor awaits you. But you have to be in position to receive your favor. You have to be in position to release God's favor. If you're not seeing the manifestation of that, you have to step back and ask yourself the question, am I in position or am I on the hammock? Figuratively speaking, on the porch, legs kicked up, sipping my tea or lemonade, and wanting to wave a little wand and hope that everything comes together. No, you have to put in the sweat equity. You have to take action on what you're saying you believe. But when you know the father of your dream, that being God, there's no question of paternity. God is a God that cannot and will not lie. So if he gave you that vision, I want to encourage you today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on Inspired Media for You that he who has begun a good work in you is and will be faithful to complete it. But you have to do your due diligence. You have to follow after vision ongoing repetitively. You have to be in the motion of the grind. I think it was Devon Franklin had a quote that I love, something to the effect of, because I'm not looking at it, it's just I'm being reminded of it in this moment as I'm sharing with you. Oh, and by the way, speaking of sharing, I want to remind you that this is the time in our broadcast that our broadcast is open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you have a question, a comment. I did share with you that your master motivator, resident empowerment coach is in session. The coaching office is open. Get your coaching. Don't let the coach be here and you not get that breakthrough that you need in that area that you're struggling in as it relates to moving in the next direction, the next level of your vision. This time, Motivational Monday, is for you. We sow into your lives from week to week so that you may be more empowered to fulfill your destiny, so that you can get the tools that you need to win, to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. Maybe you say, Coach Adams, but I'm getting it and just listening in, and that's fine. But I want you to know, don't be out there struggling. Don't be out there needing some answers and be too shy to jump on in. I know I shared with you that we have the Facebook group, and you're welcome to interact there, Motivational Mondays Forum. has been designed for you as well, but why not get the live support now? Get the answers that you need now. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on the computer, you have to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You know what? I think you need a quick reminder. We have a caller. Woo, it is exciting. Area code 323, last four digits, 8052. Welcome. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. How can I support you?
Hi, Coach Adams. My name is Debbie Chandler, and I do follow you on Facebook. And I have a lot of questions, so I don't really know exactly where to start. But I guess my first question would be, I know I have a calling on me to do motivational speaking, and I would like to know, are there any reputable schools or certification programs that you can offer to take it to the next level?
For motivational speaking specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
Or coaching.
Okay, got it. For coaching, because that is an area that I can really speak on. Personally, I did my certification with Coach University, coachuniversity.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I share that is because, you know, many people are saying I'm a coach, but they have not done the due diligence. So I honor you for saying, I want to do what I need to do to be more equipped. And that's what it really was about for me. And I had done some extensive research at the time before making the decision that Coach University was the pathway that I would go. One of the things that I love is that Coach University and or Coach U is that they give you the opportunity to do the modules and it's virtual learning. So, for example, if you have a busy schedule, busy life, you can do it at your own pace, and they make sure that you're well-equipped in knowing, now how do I move into this coaching practice with having the proper tools to really call myself a coach. And I want you to know, caller, that in addition to that, you may want to utilize Google to do some more research. And to really look at online, I always jokingly say that Google is a great thing. You know, I mean, anything that you want to know, Google can tell you. For me, it was Coach University, but you may find that there's another outlet or pathway. That's for the coaching. One of the things that I've found for many is very successful as it relates to their speaking. There are a lot of different organizations that assist you with speaking, but Toastmasters is a great resource, and generally they will have Toastmasters in any given area, and that's a great opportunity to begin to grow in that area. Any other questions, feel free to visit my website, coachadams.com. On my contact page, you can send a note to me. And I'll be happy to connect with you further offline. And I thank you for engaging here on Motivational Monday.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, that was awesome. I love it, and I'm going to ask our caller if you will hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue. Hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue. And I'm going to have my co-producer, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick. Lady Tabitha, join me here on today's Motivational Mondays. What insights do you have? I know we both love this subject of favor, don't we?
Yes. Hello, favor. Hello, coach. Hello, everyone around the world that's listening to us this evening. So happy that you're here. Coach, can I say this is such a safe place to talk? It really is. And thank you for reiterating to our listeners that just come on in. You always say, come on in and have a seat at the table, at the round table, and let's just talk about it, because you actually dedicate your time. We dedicate our time, but I must say that you create the lessons, and you take so much time to make sure that you're available for anyone that is on a journey of life. So favor. So this is favor. For everyone that's listening, this is favor. You can call a certified coach, certified minister, and ask your questions, and it really doesn't matter what industry. So, you know, coach, as you were talking, first of all, let me say, whoo, that's a hot song. Every time you played it, I was dancing. I want to give a shout-out again to my awesome musical producers, Mr. Idrez and Mr. Juan, Mr. Blair. Thank you so much. That's a masterpiece. It's going to go viral. So that was favor as we walked in. But, coach, as you were talking, you know, I was thinking, okay, favor. I'm accustomed to we talk about favor upon us, but what about when God speaks to you and says, I want you to extend something, whether it be a service or a product? So, and this, the favor circle just completes. You follow what I'm saying? It's like favor to receive something, but it's also an awesome place to be that God would use you to extend favor. So I wanted you to...
And, you know, I love that you brought in the other side of it, because this is what I have found. Like you said, that life is a full circle. And so we are often, and we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspire Media for You, we're talking about being the recipient of favor. But yes, there are times mm-hmm. when God would speak and say, you extend favor, you be a blessing. And if we just mm-hmm. stay mindful of what is, as we spoke about at the top of the hour, what is favor? Because it's important to really understand what is it. It, simply put, is that extension of goodwill or kindness. It's a gift. And so if
yes.
you are in a position to give, which we spoke about briefly, that we had individuals that said, okay, I can't be at 4 hours of power, but I want mm-hmm. to be an extension of favor. They didn't say that. They didn't say those terms. But what did they say? I want to still sow. I want to still mm-hmm. be an extension mm-hmm. of an act of kindness. And in my coaching mm-hmm. practice throughout the years, there has been many times when someone found it difficult for whatever reasons to handle the monthly payment. And if I knew that God said that I was to link up with that person, I would release favor. And I would come up with a plan mm-hmm. or whatever it was that really supported them. So not only am I and have I been the recipient of favor, but I have been an extension of favor. And I thank you, Lady Tabitha, for bringing that out, because it is important for us to stay mindful that it should go both ways, that I shouldn't just be the one that's receiving, taking all the
exactly.
favor, but I should also be giving back, blowing into the lives of others as God grows you and you're able to do so.
Yes. Also, Coach, I wanted to bring up the point that being a giver, and this is something that I had to learn over the years, being a person that gives, a giver, sometimes it's very hard to receive a gift. And you have to examine that and really take that before the throne of God. Is that pride? What is that? Why? Because you have to allow a person to bless you, sow into you, receive the favor, because that is part of their blessing. This is a full circle. So I'm kind of like, think as you talk, I think about the challenging things that we don't talk about very much, right? So I just want to encourage our listening audience that, especially the givers out there, there's, you know, the givers, sometimes they have a hard time receiving. And so you may be blocking that person's blessing that's trying to sow. And then definitely God is trying to teach you a new thing. He taught me a new thing to receive and just be graceful and thank you, you know, just that simple. So I thought about that as you were talking, Coach.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Lady Tabitha, is that many years ago, I heard a message from Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop T.D. Jakes was actually speaking on exactly this point that you're bringing out today. And he definitely said that it was pride.
Uh-huh.
And he said you have to examine your heart, because if it's difficult, if you're okay with just giving, but it's difficult for you to receive. See, because when I now receive, I'm making you aware that I have a need. But if I'm giving, you're not aware of a need. But when I'm having to receive, that says there is a need, and that is uncomfortable for most people.
Yes.
But as you often will say, that's when we have to allow God to convert the kingdom capital. You know, so often we will say, give me the money, Lord, give me the money, give me the money, give me the money. He may give you favor.
Yes.
A part of that favor may be that you get an extension on something. A favor.
Absolutely.
This act of kindness, this act of goodwill. And so we're always saying, I want the money, I want the money, I want the money. And God may say, I need to give you favor because I need you to see that my supernatural hand is at work. And I have to tell our global listening audience, oh my gosh, how quickly an hour of power, an hour of empowerment flies by. We have just a few more moments. You still have time to jump into this dialogue. We want to hear from you. Hit 1 on your telephone keypad. Hit 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Or if you're on the computer, you have to dial in. You can't just hit 1 on your computer keypad. You have to actually be on the phone line. 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We would love to hear from you. We have just a moment or two left in our broadcast for you to be able to jump in. So know that we're still inviting you to chime in as Lady Tabitha and I will continue our discussion and the points that she's bringing out, which are so rich on this subject of favor, as we continue this dialogue on the favor. Lady Tabitha.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know if you had another comment.
I do.
They're
just flowing. They're just flowing.
Yes,
just
bring
flowing.
It.
Okay, so I'm thinking about my sister that just called in.
Yes.
And I want to speak to her. I know she's listening because this is where she was sent to listen and learn and get involved. So I want to speak directly to her. I believe that, Coach Adams, you're definitely a coach and you offer many, many services. You have one-on-one clients. Then we have empowerment at the workshop where you can call in. But I believe that there's a favor connection between you and the young lady that just called. And so I want to invite her to make sure she gets in contact with you, because I felt a favor connection there. And what I mean by that is that, Coach, I hear she knows her purpose, and I would like to recommend to her that to contact you and to become one of your one-on-one clients as God prepares her to be. a motivational speaker, and I know that you're effective. You have traveled the world teaching people, and there's some favor. There's a favor connection there that, and that's the reason that she called in today, because she felt comfortable. And what a better place to be in the program where you feel comfortable so you can flourish and you can receive the favor of God upon you to help you walk. So I just wanted to be honest and say what I was feeling on my heart to her as well as you, Coach. I think she'd be a great client, and you can help with that transition. I believe there's favor there.
And, you know, I thank you for sharing that, Lady Tabitha, and I'm totally open to it because I'm always open to whoever God would have me align with, and I do mentor other coaches. So definitely that's a great point that you brought out. And, wow, can you believe it? An hour of empowerment is now coming to a close. We have to say goodbye at this time to our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I want to remind you, if you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, you can definitely visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. That'll take you to all of my social pathways. In addition to that, as we shared at the top of the hour, midpoint, that we have established just for you, Motivational Mondays, form a group page on the social network of Facebook. And so you definitely want to continue the conversation next week. Wowzer, Lady Tabitha, I know we're real excited about next week's in-studio guest, the Hartleys. We're talking about Against All Odds, going to be a powerful show. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays and this installment today for I Coach and You Win.